Hello everyone and good morning. I'm very excited to be here at APHA and share with you my exploratory factor analysis study of the strength of cultural affiliation scale. This study was a side project that I worked on in my PhD program at the University of Michigan. The forthcoming article related to this presentation was written with Dr. Rudge Williams from the University of Michigan and Dr. Darlene Mood from Wayne State University. It's important to note that Dr. Mood is the creator of the Strength of Cultural Affiliation Scale, also known as the SCAS. I have no relationships to disclose. This research was supported by grants from the National Center for Nursing Research, NIH grant, National Cancer Institute grant, and the Center for Health Research through Wayne State University. So the learning objectives for this program is, I hope the learner is, one, able to explain how cultural affiliation, or lack thereof, affects the health of immigrant populations. Two, you're able to identify three strengths and limitations of the SCADs. And three, describe three ways that the SCADs would be beneficial to use in a public health setting. So within the United States, there are individuals who retain traditions and beliefs of cultural groups that vary from the general majority population. For example, much of the research on cultural diversity in the United States has been with the Latino, Caucasian, and African Americans, that within each of these groups, there are individuals with various cultural affiliations that are not identified by race or language alone. These may include native-born citizens, naturalized citizens, legalized or illegal immigrants, all of whom may encounter difficulties when interacting with American institutions, including the healthcare system. Immigrants, in particular, can face a multitude of challenges when entering a host country. The number of residents in the United States today who are foreign-born is at a record high, representing a 313% increase compared to 50 years ago. Immigrants and others with strong cultural affiliations with groups other than the dominant culture can face a multitude of challenges when they have to engage with American institutions such as the healthcare system. Acculturation has been defined as the dual process of culture and psychological change that takes place as a result of contact between two or more cultural groups and their individual members. This process includes modifications in social organizations and institutional entities, as well as changes at the individual behavioral level. For example, Berry proposed that there are four acculturation strategies immigrants use related to cultural identity. One, assimilation, is the strategy where individuals give up their cultural identity in favor of the dominant host culture. Separation is when individuals avoid interactions with others and maintain their heritage culture within the host country. Three, integration occurs when individuals maintain their own cultural history or cultural identity, as well as the desire to interact with and seek out cultural experiences from the host culture. And number four is marginalization, when individuals display little concern with interacting with the host culture and at the same time are unconcerned with maintaining their own cultural heritage as well. Cultural affiliation is defined by Dr. Darlene Mood as the extent to which individuals attribute their behaviors, attitudes and values of their daily lives to the traditions and involvement with their self-identified cultural group. This definition views cultural affiliation as a positive trait that requires healthcare workers to become more culturally sensitive. Individuals who are less culturally affiliated within the dominant culture, however, tend to have less positive health outcomes. Anxiety, depression, distress, and feelings of loss are common factors noted in individuals who are not assimilated or integrated into their host country. Poor birth outcomes, such as low birth weight, prematurity, and increased neonatal mortality, have all been noted in the literature to have increased rates among people who are less assimilated or integrated. More assimilated individuals tend to access healthcare services more frequently, including preventative services. Healthcare practitioners have a certain level of responsibility to provide culturally appropriate care to the individuals they serve. Without some sort of assessment strategy, it is very difficult for healthcare practitioners to ascertain how culturally affiliated a patient might be. The SCADS by Mood is an instrument that was developed to determine how strongly affiliated a person is with one or more cultural or ethnic groups. The underlying premise of Mood's cultural affiliation tool is that the stronger an individual's affiliation with a self-identified cultural group, the more likely the individual is to encounter conflicts in values, beliefs, and behaviors when interacting with institutions of the majority culture, such as the healthcare system. There are many instruments identified as measures of acculturation used to measure cultural affiliation, but what is common to most of these tools examined is that they are very cultural specific. In fact, only one of 22 instruments reviewed can measure cultural affiliation levels for any ethnic group. However, the length of this one instrument is a major constraint and can be overly time consuming to administer to someone who is ill and in a fast-paced healthcare environment. The SCADS differs from other cultural affiliation measures in several important ways. It is one of the few instruments that provides a general assessment of cultural affiliation and can be administered to a variety of cultural groups. The SCADS instrument is a brief 18-item survey that can be administered quickly in a busy healthcare setting and without excessive demands on an ill patient. When cultural accommodation is framed positively, practitioners are more likely to view it as vital to positive patient outcomes rather than seeking or seeing cultural awareness merely as an obstacle to overcome. The purpose of this study was to recommend the clinical utility of the SCADS by using confirmatory factor analysis to examine and establish the psychometric properties of this instrument. The SCADS, again, was developed by Dr. Darlene Mood from a pool of 32 instruments drawn from a thorough review of the literature of the attributes and definitions of culture and from an initial qualitative study. The items were reviewed and modified by a panel of experts. A panel of experts resulting in an initial measure of 19 items. A pilot study using the SCADS provided evidence of internal consistency. The expert panel then suggested additional modification of items. This final version used in the current study included 18 items included 18 items with a Likert scale responses. The instrument may be self-administered with a pencil and paper or can be administered orally with the assistance of someone who reads the items to the patient. Patients are asked to think about their culture or ethnic affiliation and then determine which group or groups they identify with. The patients are instructed that cultural or ethnic groups they identify with may be very broad, for example, Native American or Hispanic, or they may be more specific, example, Cherokee or Navajo, Cuban or Mexican. Additionally, they are informed that their cultural affiliation may be determined by language, skin color, tribe, social group, profession, geography, and/or religion. The SCADS was administered to 604 participants from a randomized clinical trial of cancer patients who were treated with radiotherapy at a large Central City hospital located in the Midwest. There were 304 female and 300 male participants. The age of the patients ranged from 20 to 87 years. Ethnic affiliation included the following: African American, Black, 49%, European white, 47%, Asian American, about 1%, Native American, 1%, Hispanic Latino, about 0.5%, and participants who identified as other at 2%. SPSS was used as the primary means for all data analyses. There were four main components in this analysis plan, which are posted on the slide. The SCADS, again, has had 18 items for factor analysis with a 5-point Likert type scale ranging from 0 equals never to 4 equals always. Therefore, total scores could range from 0, meaning no cultural affiliation, to 72, which indicated the strongest cultural affiliation. Scores on the SCADS for this study ranged from 0 to 53 with a mean of 20. The distribution appeared normal. Okay, so factor analysis was conducted in stages. Initial models resulted in 4 and 5 factor solutions, with the final model resulting in a 4 factor solution. So this is the initial model, which was used using principal component analysis with Obleiman, which was the original statistical method used to determine the validity of the tool. These tables display a 5-factor solution with major factor items loading above 0.58. So the major factor loadings are highlighted there in black. However, it was desirable to have at least 3 items load above 0.35 for each factor. Therefore, PCA was repeated with a forced 4-factor solution based on statistical analyses. This 4-factor solution resulted in dropping 2 items that did not share commonalities with the other items. The final 4-factor solution utilized PCA with Obleiman rotation and revealed 60% of the total variance explained within the 4 factors. The Obleiman rotation structure matrix displayed relatively clear loadings for these 4 factors. Reliability testing the 4 subscales or factors indicated good internal consistency, except for factor 4. The factor subscales were labeled as indicated based on the questions that loaded on each factor. So you can see from these next few slides that the questions are labeled below each of the factors. So factor 1, we ended up labeling lifestyle factors. Factor 2 was language and cultural specific holidays. Factor 3 was relationships. And then factor 4 was cultural health practices. And these are the internal consistencies for each of the factors. So we did additional validity testing related to discriminant, convergent, divergent, and predictive validity, as well as test, retest, reliability. Understanding a patient's cultural affiliation is important information for healthcare practitioners to ascertain so they can anticipate and plan for culturally sensitive care. While many researchers attempt to measure acculturation and cultural affiliation, the instruments used to measure these concepts are not ideal for use in a healthcare setting. Additionally, the SCADS contains cultural health-specific related questions that are tailored for use in a healthcare setting. The answers to the questions posed in the SCADS can alert healthcare practitioners to a patient at risk for cultural clash related to dominant healthcare traditions and practices. This study also provides strong evidence that the SCADS is a reliable and valid tool that practitioners can use when developing care plans in conversations with patients and family members while considering the patient's culturally specific needs. This instrument also appears to have high reliability and validity across multiple racial, ethnic, and cultural groups. Another strength of the scale is that it can be translated into other languages and maintain its factor structure. For example, developed a Chinese version, and Kristen Moon developed a Spanish version. Both maintain similar internal consistency, reliability, and predictive validity of the SCADS. Another strength of the SCADS is that the instrument allows practitioners to capture when cultural affiliation is not the result of heritage, birth, ethnicity, or language from their background or from other visible features. Finally, it is important to note that each of the subscales from the full instrument can be used as standalone assessment tools. Despite the aforementioned strengths, there are nonetheless limitations to consider with this newly psychometrically analyzed instrument. One area of caution relates to factor 4, which is the cultural health practice. It only has 2 items with an alpha of 0.46, which indicates low reliability. Another limitation of the SCADS is that it was not tested in children, and the Asian, Latino, Hispanic, and Native American populations are underrepresented when comparing these populations to the general U.S. populace. Since all the results of the current study are based on a sample of cancer patients receiving radiation therapy, additional research is needed to address the effectiveness of the SCADS in other patient populations. Other researchers who have used the SCADS and other language translations with non-cancer patients showed similar psychometric properties in their results. These findings give credence to the likelihood that the measure may be suitable for other adult populations. So considering this is the first full psychometric examination of the skids, further modification, testing, and research related to the instrument is prudent. One area that may warrant attention is aligning the skids with Barry's framework for acculturation, at least from a theoretical level. This alignment could help practitioners plan more effective, culturally specific interventions. In addition, the results of the factor analysis support adding additional scoreable items to factor 4, the cultural health practices, which currently only contains 2 items, which would also make this subscale more useful to clinicians. The SCADS may prove to be a useful research tool for clinical practice because the more a patient is affiliated with his or her self-identified cultural group, the more probable it is that the patient may experience differences in values and beliefs from the dominant culture. Information obtained from this instrument may prepare members of the healthcare team for patients who experience cultural misunderstanding or discomfort. More importantly, the SCADS is a tool that is suitable for use in a clinical setting that provides practitioners with practical information to deliver culturally sensitive care. Here are my references, which I'm more than willing to share with you, and then I have my email address here if you'd like copies of my slides. And I thank you for your time. Thank you.